Good morning, I'm Sean Roundy, and welcome to the University of Life. On this morning's podcast, we're going to talk about how pain is a problem and the fact that your brain loves problems. That statement may cause you to object and say, it does not, I don't like problems. That's a common view, but so let me clarify that I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about your conscious self, your prefrontal cortex, your forebrain. I'm talking about the rest of your brain, the unconscious part, and it loves problems. I mean, think about how many people love mystery movies. How boring would pretty much every movie be if there was no tension, if there was not some problem to solve? And frankly, if life has no challenges, problems to solve, then it also gets flat and boring, and people go start looking to either find something exciting, whether it's good for them or not, or create some problems so they'll have some drama that they can solve and people around them. And it's kind of sad, isn't it? Here's why your brain loves problems. Oh, actually, I should clarify. Your brain doesn't love problems because it likes them. It loves problems because it can't handle them. The subconscious brain is dualistic, one or the other, this or that. It can hold kind of one belief, and anything that contradicts that, it's really uncomfortable. It causes cognitive dissonance. So when it runs into something that doesn't quite fit, it bothers it and it wants to solve it and make it fit. Sadly, it usually does that by taking whatever new information is coming in. Like if you're learning something and improving and growing stronger and happier and thinking better of yourself and such things, it takes that information and it twists it, it contorts it to make it match what it already believes, because in the short term, that's the easier way to go. And that's why we have so much mental illness, depression, anxiety, especially because we don't grow, we don't learn new things, we don't improve, we don't make life better. We just try to stay in stasis. So that's why we focus on problems. Now think about a toothache. When's the last time you had a toothache? Do you remember how it's almost impossible to focus on anything else because it just sucks all your attention to there? That's because the brain doesn't like that pain. It's trying to find a solution, but it doesn't work very well. So think about maybe the last time you had a stress, an anxiety, some problem that was really bugging you and couldn't be solved. There's a chance that when you had free time, your brain kind of just went straight to it, hoping that by looking at it long enough, somehow it would figure out a solution and make it all go away. And so that's a normal response. Well, let me tell you how to take that response, add one more ingredient, and suddenly make it useful. So if you have somebody you're not getting along with, if you have some situation, work that you don't enjoy, but you have to do it, if you don't feel good about yourself and you think you're a loser and stupid and worthless and nobody loves you and you have an ugly, fat, unattractive body and you're going to be alone forever, you know, any such thing like that, here's what to do. Now your brain's going to automatically kind of go to that focus. So when it does, you need to bring in a positive thought, anything, any other thought that's positive, so that can introduce some new ideas and help your brain make some new connections rather than just going in circles and just ruminating on the same thing over and over without actually learning anything new. And that, I call that blending. I use it all the time, like in my intuitive healing practice. It's really the basis, the foundation of most of the work I do, and it's really, really helpful. Here's an example. Oh, and here's what happens too. When earlier we said that your conscious mind, you know, you don't enjoy problems, you don't enjoy pain, but that doesn't have to always be the case. I remember I was 19 and I volunteered for a 2-year service mission. I went to Spain and gospel related and stuff. And when I got the letter telling me where I was going to go, where I got an assignment after I submitted my application, the letter said, congratulations on being called to one of the most challenging missions in the world. And I did not like that word, because challenging means hard. It means uncomfortable, and that means unpleasant, and I did not like it. It had not yet developed enough character. And so I went over there, and I learned the language really well, actually, pretty quickly. I really like languages, I like people, and so that was a blessing. And there were hard times, there were beautiful, cool times, but I remember that when I came home, I had changed my mind about that word. Ever since then, I have really liked challenges, because not only does your brain want to solve problems and make everything straight again, but it enjoys the task, the trick, figuring out, solving the puzzle, the riddles. That's why we laugh, because all of a sudden the punchline comes and we have to spin all this information through our head and reinterpret it. And it's so pleasurable that we actually laugh out loud. It feels good. It triggers those positive endorphins and dopamine, and it's a positive thing. So challenges can be good. Right now I'm standing on the hillside in the foothills, about a mile and a half from my house, 2 miles from my house, and I came out for a run, and it feels really good. And if you've ever exercised and loved it, you know that when you first start, it's uncomfortable and it's mental anguish sometimes. When I first started running, I would step off I'd start running and it'd take me half a mile to warm up until it didn't feel just like mental torture. But within a few weeks, the first step off the porch, I had stretched my comfort zones. I had, strengthened my body, and it felt great, invigorating, alive. And I've loved it ever since. If I don't run for a while, it's a little, there's a little bit of that startup discomfort, but you get over that fast and it feels so good. You can do this with your whole life. It's called character. It's when you build your capacity to deal with things and enjoy challenges, not be afraid, and handle things more maturely. It makes your life so much easier. It takes an investment, facing things with some courage, bringing in some positive to the negative, and then you build that. I spoke about that on church on Sunday, in fact, and so I've still got that on my mind. Now, if you're still disagreeing with me and saying, shut up, Roundy, pain is not good, I'm never going to like it, it's by definition, it's bad, then now, just in closing, I will agree with you, at least as far as to say that not all pain is good. 3 weeks ago, I was on the same trail running along, and the trail was sloped a little bit downhill, and I came down on my right foot, and it twisted, and it was pretty bad. And I thought at first, uh-oh, this is going to be a bad sprain. Then I had to limp a mile back to my car, and by the time I got back, I thought, well, maybe it won't be so bad. Turns out it was kind of in between, so I'm just almost better now. And I don't know what I gained from those 3 weeks of injury. I mean, they say sometimes when you break a bone, it grows back and it's a little bit stronger there. So I don't know that my ankle is going to be any stronger. I'm not quite as good a shape because I haven't been able to run for a few weeks. So not all pain is good. Do your best to avoid stupid things that just hurt you, that maybe give you some pleasure in the short term. Not that twisting my ankle gave me any pleasure ever. But do things that are healthy for you. And if that causes a little bit of stress and anxiety, a little bit of discomfort, just push through it. Just get over it. Grow up. Try and think positive, and it'll pay off in the end. And I don't care who you are. You can solve your problems. You can at least feel better about it. Tune in. Subscribe to our podcast. Tune into University of Life. I have so many more good tips I've been learning about the last few years, and I'll be sharing them with you here. So until next time, live smart, live happy.